This is VOA News via remotes. Tommy McNeil. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Tuesday that he hoped to close a rift with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden when the pair meet in Rome at the end of October, saying that he wanted the longtime allies to work together once again in good faith. Reconciliation at the Group of 20 summit on October 30th through 31st would follow a Biden-Macron phone call last month and potentially end a transatlantic row, triggered last month by the United States negotiation and a secret of a military pact known as AUKUS with Australia and Britain to counter China, excluding France altogether. Australia's decision under AUKUS to cancel a lucrative submarine contract with France in September and opt for a U.S.-designed nuclear-propelled vessel incensed Paris. Macron said the episode was a sign that the EU needed to do more on its own, particularly in crises on the 27-nation bloc's borders. The European Union's 27 leaders began tracing out a new approach to China on Tuesday at their first summit on Sino-European strategy since the bloc imposed sanctions on Beijing in March, drawing retaliation that jeopardized a new investment pact. Over dinner at the Slovenian castle, leaders also deliberated over how to forge a more powerful Union or European foreign policy after Washington ignored European pleas to extend the pullout from Afghanistan and formed a partnership with Australia and Britain to counter China that excluded France. European Council President Charles Michel said the bloc had to show collective intelligence to shape its response to the developments. This is VOA News. Evidence emerged Tuesday that a ship's anchor snagged and dragged an underwater pipeline that ruptured and spilled tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil off U.S. state Southern California, an accident that the Coast Guard acknowledged it did not investigate for nearly 10 hours after the first call came in about a possible leak. The pipe was split open, and a huge section was apparently dragged more than 100 feet or 30 meters along the ocean floor, possibly by an anchor that hooked the pipeline, causing a partial tear. That's according to federal transportation investigators. The pipeline has essentially been pulled like a bow, according to Martin Wilshire, the CEO of Amplify Energy Corporation. The spill sent up to 126,000 gallons of heavy crude into the ocean off Huntington Beach and then washed onto miles of beaches in a protected marshland. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's special envoy met Taliban leaders in Afghanistan to discuss the humanitarian crisis and ways to prevent the country from becoming an incubator for militants. Johnson's high representative for Afghanistan met Taliban leaders to address the humanitarian crisis, the importance of preventing the country from becoming an incubator, and the need for a continued safe passage for those who want to leave the country. And a reversal of Trump administration policies, the U.S. State Department on Tuesday disclosed the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. stockpile. It said this will aid global efforts to control the spread of such weapons. The number of U.S. weapons, including those in active status, as well as all those in long-term storage, stood at 3,750 as of September 2020. That's according to the department again. It's down from about 3,805 a year earlier and 3,785 in 2018. As recently as 2003, the U.S. nuclear weapon total was slightly above 10,000, and it peaked at around 31,255 in 1967. Nicaragua said Tuesday it will get 7 million doses of Cuban coronavirus vaccines over the next 3 months. The vice president did not say whether Cuba is donating or selling the vaccines to Nicaragua. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.